On Monday, the Obama administration is expected to roll out new regulations on existing power plants. Those plants are the nation's largest source of carbon dioxide emissions associated with global warming. And a new report by a think tank called Ceres says Utah has a relatively high output of CO2. Dan Bacall is director of electric power for Ceres.
Utah is fairly high up the list. It's about sixth from the standpoint of CO2 emissions rate. That's probably because Utah gets a lot of its electricity from power plants that burn coal. Coal has a higher carbon dioxide emission rate than other fossil fuels like natural gas or oil.
The Ceres report notes that carbon dioxide is up nationwide by 13% compared with the benchmark year of 1990. What the new regulations might mean for the industry won't be clear until after Monday. Paul Murphy is a spokesman for Rocky Mountain Power in Utah.
We have been in discussions with the EPA all along. In fact, last week, Rocky Mountain Power President Richard Walgie met with the EPA administrator and talked with her. And the impression he got was that they are not going to put the country's energy needs in jeopardy.
Murphy says Rocky Mountain Power has been transitioning away from coal. In fact, it started up a new natural gas plant in Vineyard on Friday, and it plans to shutter the coal-fired plant near Price next year. Coal now provides 62% of the electricity in the company's six-state service area, but that's going to change.
In the next 10 years, that will go down to 46%, and we have no plans of building another coal-powered plant.
Meanwhile, coal and other fossil fuels are expected to be hot topics at Governor Gary Herbert's Energy Development Summit next week. Judy Fays, KUER News.